And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, I've often spoke about the joy that I get from teaching the classics. I happen to like them. I know some people are like, they're old. I know, but some things old are kind of cool, and that's kind of how I view it. Today's discussion is not going to be very different. It's crucial to understand that Christianity is not a carnival. What? It's not a carnival? No, it's not where you go and play whack-a-mole. It's not all about lollipops and rainbows and Skittles and endless fun. Recognizing there's up and downs throughout our faith journey doesn't make one a negative Nelly, just a kind of a reality check. There are ups and downs. Equally important to understand is that it being in the absolute perfect will of God does not, can I say that again, only louder?
Does not
equate to life being an amusement ride. A simple examination of Scripture makes this clear. Daniel wasn't amused when he faced the lions in the lion's den. Joseph wasn't amused when he was sold and falsely accused and imprisoned. And Jesus certainly wasn't amused when he took our sins upon himself by sacrificing his life on our behalf. So it's easy to forget that there's a prize at the end of this pursuit. But sometimes the best answer is simply to stand. In Ephesians 6:11 through 14, Paul encourages us four times in four verses to stand. This isn't a physical posture, it's a mental one and a spiritual one, and he's talking about standing. Stand, 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 and then stand some more.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, oy vey, so much more. It's not professional radio. We've proven that. I mean, in the first line of the show, in the first 30 minutes, I had a toad in my throat. You didn't even know, did you? It's not perfect. It's just radio. And we're just asking you, what do you think? What do you think? You can email us during the show. It's kind of cool. David@hemustincrease.org. You can do it live. So whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Detroit, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in Argentina, whether you're in Canada, you can reach out to us. You can do it by email, david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. That's right. It's a phone. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. Now, this is a classic one, so you just got to listen to the whole thing. It's like having somebody help you at a service store that actually knows exactly what they're doing.
Aww.
I mean, is that just awesome?
That's always nice.
It's just like, oh, I'll do it this way. We'll do this. We'll coordinate this. We'll do this. And you're just sitting there going, wow, is that person wired in? I love that. That's what it's like to talk to you. Having that experience.
Hey, where's this at? Oh, it's over here. You go over there. Yeah. It's not over there.
I know.
I just love it when they, I know, and this is the answer. You're like going, okay, good. That's solid. All right. That's what Slate taught to him. Hey, it's super, super easy. Our job here, it's not really a job. Our position here is simply to encourage one another as we see the day of Christ, his return, getting closer and closer. We use Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 to encourage each other, to bless each other, to strengthen each other, to draw closer to the Lord. Even if your eschatology is different, even if your ecclesiology is different, even if you're processing for different elements in church government, different things, it doesn't matter. What matters is more of the Lord in your life. If you have a particular thing that you like, awesome, right? If you're just, hey, this is how I see this process, great, fantastic, awesome. Get closer to God. Why, that is always the answer in everything, always, forever and ever, amen. And if Adam and Eve had done that in the very beginning, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. Think of it that way. So the bottom line is, maybe you've got a prayer request. Great, bring it. Let's pray. We just prayed for Samson. We'll pray for anybody over anything. We're not going to tell God what to do. We're going to ask him, and we'll surrender it. But we have confidence that God loves us and hears us. Maybe you've got a praise report, something you want to share because it's just a blessing. Awesome. Cool. Bring it. Let's hear it. Let it be a blessing to you again and to others for the first time they heard it, and let the Lord take care of how it sounds. Maybe you've got just something you want to share. Maybe you got a question. Hey, maybe you've got an answer to Bible trivia. Huh? Feeling pretty good about that? Okay. Everybody ought to get this or I'm going to cry. Who was sold to the merchants by his brothers? That's all. Who was sold to the merchants by his brothers? Just going to leave it there. Genesis 37, 38. That would be your place to go. Genesis 37. 28, sorry, not 38. 37, 28, duh, sorry. Who was sold by the merchants to his brothers. Who was that? Who was that? Who was that? While you're trying to figure that out and while we have somebody on hold and that's going on, I do want to say a big thank you to everybody who's listening for all the giving that everybody's done since this show has started. We are closing in. We're not there yet, but we're closing in. We're at 4 years and almost 10 months. So we're closing in on 5 years in March. And you guys have been such a blessing. And so I don't get to say it a lot or enough, but thank you for all the interaction, for all the calls, all the emails, all the texts, all the letters. It's a blessing for me. It's a blessing for my wife. It's a blessing in the kingdom of God. And I love to rejoice with you. And I actually, although I don't like to weep, I weep with all of you the same way because we're family. And I just appreciate you, okay? All right. All right, trivia question, pretty easy. Who was sold to the merchants by his brothers? If you think you know the answer, you can call, you can text, or you can email. Somebody has already called in. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. Happy New Year. It's Deborah.
Happy New Year, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well today. Thank you for saying that and asking that. I appreciate that. Here you go. I'll set it up for you right now. I don't feel like you're going to have a problem, and I just feel in my heart you won't be guessing. Here we go. Who was sold to the merchants by his brothers? Who was that was sold to the merchants by his brothers?
Joseph.
That is correct, Amanda! And I got to tell you, I have struggled for quite a bit on some of this. I know I probably shouldn't be struggling with it, but it's just like, what would that be like being in a pit and knowing it's your brothers who put you there, and then they're going to yank you out and go, we're going to sell him. It's like,
God, no, it's like,
talk about having to deal with, I mean, if he didn't have something strong in the Lord, bitterness would be like that would be his breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But nope.
Yeah, no doubt.
So excellent job, as usual, and awesome always to hear your voice.
All right, and I was just wondering if you could say a quick prayer for Susie again for her feet to heal. And also, a friend named Chich is having a heart operation. If he could, pray for, him to successfully go through that, I'd appreciate it.
What's the name of the other person?
Chich. C-H-I-C-H.
Okay, all right. You want to hang up? You want to hang on? It's up to you. I'll pray for
you. Yeah, I'll hang up. I'll hang up. Thank you.
All right, you got it. That's good. Great job, by the way, Deborah. All right, so here we go. We're going to pray for Susie and for Chich. And we're going to do that right now. Why? Because that's what we do. We don't make a promise and forget about it. We do it right on the spot. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. And Lord, we're not bothering you. You love it when we petition you. You love it. And we love to petition you. We love having you a part of everything that we're doing. All of our thoughts, all of our hearts, all of our feelings, all of our processes. So, Lord, we lift up Susie. She's having problems. Deborah's friend, we've prayed for her in the past. She's having some problems with her feet. Lord, you are the healer of the body. You are the creator of the bodies. And we ask you to bring healing for Susie. She needs help. And we ask you to bring that help for her and to her. Help her in her situation. Lift her up out of her discouragement and her depressions. And bring restoration into her physical body. We pray these things, Lord, not because we have the power, but the power is in your hands and in the name of Jesus. So that's how we're praying it. With the authority that comes through the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Chich to you. He's got heart situation, surgery coming, issues coming. We are just praying for grace and peace and mercy. Grace, peace, and mercy. And a peace that passes all understanding so that Chich would know, hey, this is because God hears prayers and he's hearing you. And Lord, as we're praying for him, he would know that you are touching him with your presence, your comfort, and your love. Nothing more important than when we go through something tough to know that you're with us. Help these two in this situation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, rock and roll is what we do. Our feet are on the rock and our name is on the roll. In case you were trying to figure that out, we're going to do our DNA. DNA is the building blocks of what we exist in. We feel they're very important for us to function in. It's more important than you listening to this radio show is you doing what we're about to talk about. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Spend some time with the Lord. I don't care how much time. That's between you and the Lord. I don't care all the different methodologies. Spend undistracted, separated, no cell phone, no television, no interference time with God. And don't tell me you don't have it. That's ridiculous. Then get 15 minutes less sleep. That's all I'm going to say. So draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Talked about that yesterday. Never being ashamed of the gospel, Romans 1:16. Never, never, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Even if the world tries to mock you, what do you think the devil's going to do? He's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses the brethren. He's going to use people to accuse you of being dumb and stupid. Oh, they're just believing God. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, ever. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
So all of the grace of God that's been poured into you is it's so fantastic. It's lights out fantastic. But it's not just for you to absorb like a sponge. It's given to you for you to liken a sponge that gets squeezed out, pour it out. And you pour it out by serving one another. That serving can be in 100 different ways. But what it is you become conscious of other people, and it's not just all about you. So even when you have somebody like Deborah call in and say, hey, can you pray for my friend? See, that's part of it because she's caring about other people. That's serving other people. See that? So that's DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D, N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready to serve. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
All right. I'm trying to think. Nope. I'm going to do a little teach and then we'll break. We'll break just a little later. Okay? So just hang in there. Here it is. This is the thing I want to talk to you about. Ready? 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 Okay. Acts chapter 14, 21 through 22, they preached the gospel in the city and won a large number of disciples, and they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Ouch! It's all fun and games, right? Christianity, right? Look, they're preaching the gospel. There's a large number of people that are getting saved. Wow, this is fantastic. Acts chapter 14, 21, verse 22. They're strengthening the disciples, and they're encouraging them to do what? To remain true to the faith. Why? They said, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Now, I am a big expectation guy, but I am not a big name it and claim it guy. I'm not a everything is perfect and everything is rosy guy. Why? Well, this would be a big reason right here. Because the word of God plainly declares we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. What's amazing, people go, well, that was for Jesus. Okay, this was written in Acts 14, which is a severely long amount of time after the resurrection. Hello? We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because that's the plan.
Well, I want to know the plan.
Well, good for you. I want to know the lotto numbers. I don't get those. You're not getting the plan. There it is. You think, that's so rude. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that God owed us not just breath, but a plan as to where every breath leads. I'll have to look that up and double check with him and certainly correct him for his wrong. Or I could not be like Job and not have him speak to me out of a whirlwind.
This is a smoking idea because I don't really want to hear God speaking to me out of a whirlwind.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the disciples were encouraging everybody to remain true to the faith. It's one of the things that we like about this show. It's one of the things we do. We want you to be true to the faith. If it's good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. You don't have anywhere else to go for somebody who has the words of life except to Jesus Christ. There is nowhere else to go. You're either in the program or you're not. And it's his program, not any denomination or any person's or any one individual. Well, this person's more than this and this is all. It's absolute ridiculous. There is one superstar and his name is Jesus Christ. And he says, hey, you're going to be like me? You want to be like me? You prayed, I want to be just like you, Jesus? You got it. Prayer being answered. You prayed it. You know it. Just be honest. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
The David Spoon Experience.
Again, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Doctor, are you there with us?
I'm here with you, David.
I'm so glad that you're here. I got to ask you this question. I get a little fiery, especially when Christians are being accused of things that are false, and that happens all the time, especially in the media. And I think if you remember our very first time we ever talked, I told you how impressed I was with you that you are able to keep your spirit steady.
Well, I appreciate that so much. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that. Here's the thing that drives me absolutely batty, which is where I need your help now. I understand this situation with Tim Tebow. He was going to do a dedication for you. He got a lot of pressure, apparently, from the media. The media accused you of being homophobic and anti-Semitic, which for me, I mean,
It was. I guess when I first heard it, I was overwhelmed. First of all, anti-Semitic is a person who discriminates against or is prejudiced or hostile towards Jews. You've been on my show. Now, this is three time, and I'm as Jewish as they come.
Yeah, well, David, I mean, the charge of anti-Semitic comes from saying that everyone, including Jews, must trust in Christ in order to go to heaven. That is hardly anti-Semitic. In fact, I have a Jewish friend in New York who called me this week. She's not a Christian, but she said, I don't understand all of this. Said, I don't believe in the New Testament, but you do. You're simply saying what the New Testament says. And, you know, David, we've said before, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I remind people, Jesus was not a Southern Baptist evangelist. He was a Jewish rabbi. And yet you look at what he said, what the Apostle Paul said, the Apostle Peter. Here are the three most prominent men of the New Testament, every one of them a devout Jew, and yet they said there's one way to God, and that's through faith in Christ. That is not anti-Semitic.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we're getting ready for our next trivia question. Doesn't matter whether you're in San Diego, if you're in Dallas, you're in Detroit. It doesn't matter if you're in Canada or in Argentina. Here we are for you. Here is your trivia question. What happened to the sweat of Jesus in the Mount of Olives? What happened to the sweat of Jesus in the Mount of Olives? Did it turn to blood, turn to vinegar, or turn to wine? What happened to the sweat of Jesus in the Mount of Olives? Did it turn to blood, turn to vinegar, or turn to wine? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Your reference, by the way, is going to be Luke chapter 22, verse 44. So Luke 22, verse 44, that is where we are looking for our reference point. It's pretty straightforward. Think about it for a second. Think about the things that you've read. Think about things that you know. What happened to the sweat of Jesus in the Mount of Olives? Did it turn to blood, turn to vinegar, or turn to wine? 972-445-0770, 214-210-8483 to text, or david@hemustincrease.org. That is also a place to reach out and touch base with us. All right, somebody is on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Curtis. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Curtis. How are you doing?
Pretty good, brother. Listen, first of all, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and I wish you a very Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it greatly. My Christmas was very nice. My New Year's was a lot of work, but that's okay.
Oh,
I'm doing good now, and
right.
I'm all happy about it, so... No worries.
Oh, that's great. Great to hear, David.
All right, let me set you up, and then you can, after we do the trivia, just tell us how things are going for you. But let's set it up first. What happened to the sweat of Jesus in the Mount of Olives? Did it turn to blood, turn to vinegar, or turn to wine?
It turned to blood.
That is correct, Amanda! Right you are! That's right, it turned to blood. I thought the line, turned to vinegar, that was different.
Turned
to vinegar. Wow,
I
never heard that.
I thought, knowing you, David, you were going to add like Hershey syrup or something crazy in there. You know what I mean?
That's not a bad idea. Did that turn into a great quality ice cream sundae? Did that? You know, that's a good one right there. How are you doing, brother? How are things going for you?
Going great, my friend. Looking forward to a new year. I feel very, very blessed. That goes without saying. And looking forward to seeing what the good Lord has in store for me, man, you know, and enjoy listening to you guys every day of the week. I love your show. Always puts a smile on my face.
That's so nice of you, bro. I really do appreciate that. It's very, very kind of you. And you know what? I love your attitude. Keep that high level of expectation. Expect more in 2024.
Yes, sir. I sure will, David. Thank you, my brother.
All right. God bless, bro.
God bless you, David.
Take
care. See you later, my friend.
Thank you. All right. Excellent phone call. Well, people are doing great today. Just having fun. We're just, like, moving forward. All right. So here's the deal. So it's like, are you allowed to have fun in Christianity? Okay.
If you listen to this show, that's all I'm going to say. Okay.
All right. Listen to this. Now listen. Okay. I want to make sure you understand this because I don't want to beat it down to over, you know, beat a dead horse down. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. When you are in the perfect will of God, when you are in the perfect will of God, when you're in the absolute perfect will of God, that does not mean that you will not have struggle. In 1 Peter 4:12, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Stop thinking that your trials are strange, and quite frankly, there's another passage that says that it's not unique to you. You're not the only person going through that trial." Oh, I know you think you're the only person, and I think that, so don't get weird on me. I think, who else is going through this? Who else has to put up with this? That's what I say to Noel when my electronics go nutty, when I have my Magneto gift, and I touch an electronic, and it just goes, and it does that so much. I gave to a church. To give you an idea, perfect example. Here's a perfect example. And then I'm going to tell on myself. Okay, here's a perfect example. I gave to a church I'd never given to before, okay, in another state. Heard about it, wanted to give to the church. I gave to the church. I gave a certain amount of money, and it came out three times. Instead of being one give, it was three gives, right? The church recognized it was one give. The financial pursuer, the people that do the funding, they recognized it was one give. My bank knows it should have been one gift, so now they're all trying to backtrack it to get that squared away. The reason I bring that up is because then I said to the Lord, who else goes through this? You see what I'm saying? Who? I don't know anybody who goes through this. And see that attitude right there? That's a wrong attitude. That's sinful. Why? First of all, nothing is happening to me that's not happening to others. Okay, I know I'm special to the Lord, but my trials are not necessarily special. They're unique for me because they're mine, but then I make it about me, and I focus about, and it's like, you know what? That's just not how it goes, and it's not the end of the world, and nothing really happened, and the bank was on your side, and it wasn't that big a deal, and you had a chance to talk to some people, and you had a chance to be nice to people. It's like, big deal, but we make it so dramatic. Okay. Well, I am a drama king, so that is part of my problem. Okay, I acknowledge that. Here's the deal. Don't be that surprised. Why should you be surprised? It's a world of sin. Satan is an enemy. The world is not for you. You're a Christian. It hates you. You just don't understand how much it hates you. You will, but you'll grow. It's okay. It's okay. You want to know why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's why. And it's like, even though you're doing the right things, when something bad happens, again, and I've brought this up before and I want to bring it up again, the universe is not against you. Now, the world system could be against you, Satan could be against you, but God is not against you. And God is the universe. So, keep it in perspective. Recognize, you know what? Even though I'm going about the things that I need to go about, that doesn't mean everything is always a perfect soft wind picked up by the sailboat, so it just moves at a perfect pace. Nay, not even a ripple in the water. Okay. That fantasy land, that's got to go bye-bye. That's not how it goes. We're in a sinful world fighting a spiritual war with enemies at the left and at the right, but with favor from on high, from God. If you're in the will of God, it's awesome. Does that mean it's all smooth? Ask Joseph. Was it smooth? No. Ask Daniel. Do you think he did something wrong that he was in the lion's den? No. Ask Jesus. He was crucified in the perfect will of God. As Roger again pointed out, ask John the Baptist. Do you think he was? Listen, sometimes the perfect will of God leads to up and down times. But never be afraid, because everything he does is for your benefit. Boy, if we could trust God for that. And stop thinking, it's just me that's going through it. No, it's not. Everybody going through it. That's why we pray for one another and love one another. Okay? All right. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is from our good friend, Pastor Ray. He wrote this wonderful devotional called When Grace is Tangible. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. That's John chapter 1, verse 14. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. Now, I'm going to stop you right there. So I was praying. This is in the last month. And I even wrote it down in my little journal how I believe the Lord had communicated to me personally that I do not understand the depth of God's grace. So then this devotion comes. I'm like, oh, I just know the Lord's trying to teach me more. All right, let me back it up to what Ray says. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. We sing of amazing grace with the hope and longing that inspires people of all faiths and walks of life. Theologically, grace is defined as unmerited favor, a good, sound concept. But there is something more tangible about grace, something we can picture in our minds. God once told Moses, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Grace, as I discovered in the Hebrew language, is more than a favor granted in spite of our failings. When God says he will be gracious to whomever he chooses, he uses the word chanan, which adds a new layer of our understanding, because chanan means to show favor, mercy, to bend, or to stoop in kindness. God is not only granting favor and mercy, but the word picture is of him bending down to us in kindness, like a father getting down on his knees to embrace his children. There's even more to this picture. The root of the word chanan means to pitch a tent, to encamp, to abide, to dwell, to rest. There is more than God granting favor. He wants to dwell with us, to camp out with us. The God who is so very beyond us, not of this world, desires for his glory to abide with us and in us. God will be gracious to whomever he chooses, and he will come and live with them and dwell with them and camp out with them, whomever he chooses. And when it makes no sense to anybody else, it doesn't matter, even if it doesn't meet our standard of approval. The Almighty Lord desires to dwell with us, not just rule over us, certainly not to start a religion, but to love us and live with us in a tangible, real way, to show us the way, the truth, and the life. The ultimate experience of God bending down, listen to this, the ultimate experience of God bending down, stooping down to the ground to dwell amongst us is the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
The David Spoon Experience.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every
penalty, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for your next trivia question. Which book in the Bible describes a great love between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law? Is that Ezra, Ruth, or Haggai? Ezra, Ruth, or Haggai? Which book in the Bible describes a great love between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law? Is that Ezra, Ruth, or Haggai? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I do have to send you up to the website. So I'm just telling you that before I send you to the website. I need to tell you a couple of things. One, the receipts have gone out either by mail or by email or by carrier or whatever the case may be. If you gave to the ministry in 2023, do me a favor. Make sure you check your spam email before so that you can see if it's there. It would just be from david@hemusincrease.org and should say tax receipt from HMIM. That's number one. Number two, if there's anything wrong with it, don't fret. I can't say that simply enough. Just relax. We'll get it corrected and get everything taken care of. That's why they went out early. So double check on all of that, please. Additionally, I'm going to send you up to the website. Don't forget, there are many encouraging videos, audios, and articles on the website on purpose to encourage and help people who are struggling. Plus, there's a place to give, and giving is kind of important if we want to do ministry. That's why we're a nonprofit entity. Luke 6:38, given it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Yeah, that's what I took after the Lions-Cowboys game. Just to let you know. That's a good one, right? Right there. Just right there for the indigestion.
You say those exact words, too?
Yeah.
Oh, what a relief it is.
No. Just the plop, plop, fizz, fizz. You know, that's all I'm gonna say. All right, somebody is on the line ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Uh-oh. Are we there? Are we there? Hold on. No, but I'm not getting anything. Ding, 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 ding. Can you hear me? Going once. Going twice. Please call back. That's all we can do. See if you can figure that out. That happens.
Yep, call back and we'll get you on.
We have callback. We have the capacity for you to, if that was you, just call back. We'll get you back on. Don't worry. You know, but don't do anything that'll endanger you, like if you're driving and you're calling when you're driving. All right, the trivia question. Which book, Bible book, describes a great love between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law? Is that Ezra, Ruth, or Haggai? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or send an email to david@hemusincrease.org. I have a very short joke for you. Here we go. Ready? This is kind of funny, but you got to follow it. A man applied for a job at a construction firm. "We take turns making the coffee around here," said the foreman. "Do you know how to make coffee?" "I sure do," said the applicant. "Okay. And can you drive a forklift?" "Why? Just how big is this coffee maker?" How big is the coffee?
Yeah. What do you want from me? I'm not a comedy writer.
Exactly! Exactly the perfect play! What do you want from me? I'm not a comedy writer. Okay, there we go. Back to the text we go. All right, enough whining. Let's get into this and understand what's going on here. What's the deal, Dave? Why are you talking about Christianity is not all fun and games? Why is there an issue? Why is it that we have to recognize that sometimes in the midst of all the things that the Lord is doing, that it's part of the will, the up and down and simple? There you go. Glad you asked that question. Here's your answer. Genesis 32:22-30. Here it is. Ready? "That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed the ford at Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that the hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is daybreak.' But Jacob replied, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' The man asked, 'What is your name?' 'Jacob,' he answered. He said, 'Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome.'" Wow, Dave, that's a cool story about Jacob, and he's wrestling the angel and all that. What's that got to do with it? Don't you get it right there? "I will not let you go unless you bless me." You see, Christianity isn't all fun and games. There is a trial to go through. Much of it we go through. The reason is because we then, here on this earth, reflect Jesus more and more and more and more. That's why you weren't raptured the moment you got saved, so you can be a mirror to Jesus Christ. So while you are being a mirror to Jesus Christ and you're going through the ups and downs, just like Jesus going through it and Daniel and John the Baptist and Joseph, you have a certain attitude. One, you're not unique that you're the only person going through the trials. And two, you don't let go until God blesses you. Now, how about that? I want you to listen to what I'm saying, okay? You don't let go until the Lord blesses you. What do you mean? You don't quit. You never give in. You surrender to the Lord's will, but that doesn't mean you don't hang on until he blesses you. You know you go through the ups and downs, but you go, hey, you know what? I ain't going nowhere till I get blessed. Well, now, just a second, Dave. Are you trying to say I should hang on until God blesses me? Yes. I think you should. In fact, after we take the caller and when we come back, I'm going to show you two passages that tell you to specifically do that. But here's the thing I want you to hear. Don't let go until the Lord blesses you. When do I let go? Never until he blesses you.
What if it takes a long time?
Never let go until he blesses you. What about never let go until he blesses you? I can't say that any clearer. I don't feel I can. Be like Jacob and have your name changed. The Lord will bless you. He likes tenacious faith. He likes it. Give it to him. That's what he wants. Give it to him. All right. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Jacob here.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Okay, you ready for the triv? I'll set it up for you and give you a chance to hit it out of the park. You ready?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, which Bible book describes a great love between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law? Was it Ezra, Ruth, or Haggai?
Ruth.
That is correct, Amundasen! You are right! Excellent job! So, very, very good. Very
alrighty.
Good. Thank you,
thank
bro.
You. And also, I want to thank you, the guy what answered the first trivia question.
Oh,
he said that he would pray for guys on diabetic or
yep.
And all that stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I am one of those, so I appreciate for that.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's great to hear. I knew that's great, and he will be praying for you all month long. So what a blessing to hear. And let us know how you're doing, okay?
Yeah, and thank you for your show.
You got it. God bless you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Love it. Okay. Fantastic, phenomenal, always fantastic. I love our show. It's fun. I don't know. All right. So here, as I'm exiting, because I want to make sure you catch this. I just don't want you to miss this, right? Ready? Don't let go until he blesses you.
I don't know how many times I can say that.
Wait, I can show you 30 scriptures. I don't have time to show you 30 scriptures. I'm just going to show it to you in a second. We'll take a break, then we'll come back, okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen. to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
You get into the Word of God and something's going to happen that will blow your mind. Ready? The law of the Lord is perfect, Psalm 119:7 says, able to restore the soul. And I've been doing this for a long time, and in my 42 and a half years of devotions and in my diligent devotion time, I kind of separate that between the two. I cannot tell you, it must be thousands of times where my attitude has been, and then I've went into the Word of God, and I came out different. It wasn't anything that I did as much as God speaking into me what he knows about his creation. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, for 60 years, nay, for 70 years, like the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, be in the Word of God. It is alive, and it will give life and impart life to you through God's Spirit. People come and they read the Word of God, and they're like, well, I get nothing out of it. Well, they don't mix it with faith. And the Word of God, the promises of God, not mixed with faith, are useless. Because you have to be engaged with God and know he's going to speak. And people are like, well, that's a lot of requirement for me to get in there and read the Word of God. You want me actually to believe that God's going to speak to me? Yes, because he will. And if you don't, you won't hear them. So when you open up that book, take 30 seconds, more than you ever have before, and say, just in this moment, just at this time, tune me in, Lord. Help me to hear what you have to say. Speak to me and let your word breathe life into me. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your final trivia question. Who interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Who interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Who did that? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are going to do a brief history. Then we will go into the final part of the teaching. Let's do history.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is National Drinking Straw Day. Now, why that is because in 1888, Marvin C. Stone patented the drinking straw, which is great for everybody except people in California who don't like straws. San Diego excluded. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I like how there's a little bit of backstory to that. It wasn't just a random day.
I gave it to you all the way across. Also, today is National Fruitcake Toss Day, which is the day that you get rid of your fruitcake. That's what it is.
I was going to say, wasn't there like a fruitcake day not too long ago?
Yeah. This is the get rid of it day. Completely different. Also, on this day, on 1521, Martin Luther, excommunicated German religious reformer. Martin Luther is excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church as he challenged Pope Leo X and the church's doctrines. Primarily because they weren't in the Bible. That would be the reason that he did that. Let's see. Finally, 1959. Oh, this is a good one. 1983, Tony Dorsett of the Dallas Cowboys makes the longest run from scrimmage in NFL history, tying Bob Gage, which is going to be 101 yards, because he can't really go 105, because that would be out of the bounds. And It's a Tony Dorsett thing.
101, that's about the longest you can go.
You can't. It's a 100-yard field. I'm not sure how you can go farther than that, but we'll just let that go. Your trivia question, who interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483 is the text, and then David at hemustincrease.org. That would be the email. So you better know how this is going to fire and end. You just have to know where I'm going. I already told you. One, Christianity isn't all fun and games. That's not what it is. Acts 14:21-22. Can't take it away. Number two, even if you were in the perfect will of God, like Joseph or Daniel, or like Jesus or like John the Baptist, doesn't matter, because that doesn't mean it's perfectly smooth sailing with never a problem. But we did go into Genesis 20:32-30, which basically teaches us to wrestle until you're blessed. And you're thinking, well, I know, but can you really, I mean, is that fair to say that's Joseph and all that, and I mean, or that's Jacob and all that? So can you really say that? Good question. Here's your answer. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So, yeah, people can do really well for a long time, but not hang on until the blessing comes. That's exactly what it's saying. Don't become weary in doing good. Don't become weary in moving forward. Don't become weary in just taking one foot and putting it in front of another. And no, it's not perfect, but at the proper time, at God's time, and in the perfect time, you will reap a harvest if we don't give up. See the if there? You can't quit. You can't say, I believe in Jesus. I believed in him 25 years ago. I haven't really used that in 25 years. That's not faith. That's ridiculous. That's what that is. You have to be an everyday engaged Christian. Do you have to be perfect and holy the way that everybody tries to communicate? Nah. But you better be connected to the Lord on a regular basis. You don't want the Lord coming back and going, who are you? That's the last thing you want to hear. Trust, that's the last thing. You know, how about this? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, dare my dear brothers and sisters. Who? My dear brothers and sisters. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Every other work you do to pay your mortgage bills are interesting, but they're not eternal. Your stuff that you do in God, that's eternal. It goes with you forever. This is an important part, important element. This is the whole point of this is, look, it's not always perfect. It's not always smooth. Even if you're in the absolute great will of God, it doesn't mean it's always simple. You still have to hang on until you're blessed. Hebrews 10:35-36, don't throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Verse 36, you need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. What's that based on? You persevering. You can't quit. You can't give up. You can't go, that's
enough. I've had enough.
There is nowhere else to go. But the circumstance is awful, Dave, and all I can do is hang on. Then hang on until you're blessed. Do you ever feel, and I know many people will identify this, do you ever feel like you're at the end of the rope, right? Most people feel like that. Hey, guess what? Hang on to the rope. Don't let go. See what I'm saying? Now, when people hear that, it's like, well, you know, what if the situation goes like this? Listen. God is in charge of your situation. He's in charge of your life. I know it doesn't seem that way because it's not going the way that maybe you think it should go, and I appreciate that. I mean, I appreciate the frustration that we all go through as sinful people. But God is perfect. He's a perfect parent. He never does anything wrong. There's no trial you've ever encountered that God went, whoops, can't believe that one slipped by me. That doesn't happen. And so your trials, your different things that you go through are there. They're by design. And God will use them. And what will he do from them? I don't know how many things work together for good. Well, all of them do. And this is something we talk about a lot. I find it more amazing that Christians complain about Christians who want to be thankful. I think that's the most amazing thing ever. We should be thankful for everything. It's the will of God. Why? Because he's going to make it come together.
And what we are supposed to do is hang on until it does. Does that mean you'll see what you want to see in this lifetime? Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no. Sometimes the answer will be in the sweet by and by, and sometimes the answer will be in this lifetime. But you hang on regardless. It's simple. What else are you going to do? You going to quit and go where and do what? That's not. I'm not trying to manipulate anyone. I'm just saying this is what the faith is. Your faith is active when everything else is a disaster, and you know the only thing you can do is hang on and stand in there. That's when your faith is real. That's when it's not a show. And you need that. It doesn't, you don't have to, it's not like that every 5 seconds, but it is like that from time to time. Sometimes there's rougher waters. Okay. That's why we're supposed to support one another, stay close to the Lord. I mean, those are all those reasons why. Now, before I answer the trivia question, which I will not forget to answer, I want you to understand something. You don't quit. You don't give up. There's nothing to give up to. Where else are you going? Stand firm in the Lord. Be like Jacob. Hang on until the blessing comes. Recognize that we have to not become weary in doing good. Ways that we become not weary is that we consider Jesus, who endured such opposition from people, so that we don't grow weary and lose heart. You think about what he went through, and you think, oh, Lord, with your help, I can do this. But you don't throw away your confidence. You don't let it go. God will bless you in your faith. He will reward that faith you stand in. But you can't quit. You can't give up. You have to keep on believing. You believe and you continue to believe. Because we believe that God is true and faithful to his word. And whether the whole world laughs at you or not doesn't mean a thing. Because when the trumpet blows, they'll know. And so will you. Which you already know. You just waiting for the trumpet. That's all. All right. Trivia question. Who interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream? The answer to that is Daniel. I couldn't give you the reference, which was Daniel 2, 1 and 19, because it's Daniel 2, 1 and 19, and then that would give you the answer. So you're right there. All right. Okay. Do me a favor. In 2024, expect more. Have a higher level of expectation. And never quit. Don't let go until you're blessed. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.